spectacles in the airplane toilet, and they got away safely. They do not know yet whether there were serious intentions of hijacking or whether they gave them up. Anyway, they got away safely. 16 Tiger jet fighters ordered by the Swiss. Switzerland has always been a neutral country, a banking center for the world. 52 more will be assembled in Switzerland, out of some 70 plus. Switzerland is building underground shelters in their mountains in preparation for what the Swiss government seems to feel is the absolute of a third world war, a nuclear atomic war coming soon. The problem of the Swiss exporters reported lower sales during last 2 months. Also, their economy is being more affected than any time in history. Position of the British Petroleum is precarious as it is. The biggest holder in South Africa, and the South African economy is in bad shape as the liberation forces of Black Africa are moving all over that great continent. Soviet and GDR, the German Democratic Republic, Communist East Germany, launched their new space satellite to help build whatever that platform is. Some say it maintains heat, new breakthroughs in heat that will be able to pick out any device in a U.S. society that they want to destroy, or laser that will be able to interrupt any ballistic missile, atomic or nuclear missile that is headed for any Soviet base or an ally of the Soviet Union in the Warsaw Pact. Chinese Prime Minister Wang and President Tito of Yugoslavia have more talks on their last day on the grave crisis that is confronting the world. Point, they are meeting in the northern Adriatic Sea. They feel that the United Soviet Socialist Republic, USSR, SSR, as the Russians would say, are preparing for a nuclear war. China has long been since suggesting nuclear war, according to her Doctrine of Three Worlds, saying that it is inevitable, and China has recommended that it be gotten over with before all of the world has nuclear bombs. New Soviet launch space in space project to connect up with Salyut number 2, as they're building quite a complex, a city in outer space. One airman died trying to rescue others. 17 still are hospitalized. This is at the Wichita silo, Titan silo, where the leak broke through that killed livestock 55 miles away and killed one airman nearly three quarters of a mile away, and 17 more are laying very critically ill in the hospital. Wichita could even have to be evacuated again due to another strange leak at the silo. A number of drug abusers, multiple abusers, are going more now to polydrug use. They treat their body in USA, said Voice of America, like a garbage can. No change of after, no changes are being seen after drug treatments, even by the most specialized drug center. Patients treated by opium and the opium that were on the opium and opium derivatives are reduced down 17%, but alcohol is up 25% and heroin is up nearly 20% because mixing with marijuana and other sedatives and tranquilizers. As the U.S. Voice of America commentary said, America's having a very threatening drug problem, and American drug users are becoming nothing more or less than garbage cans. They'll take anything. That's the emptiness of American society, the hopelessness and despair of living every day with racism, and every day not expecting for sure whether tomorrow will begin because of a nuclear war. In spite of illegality of postal strikes and restraining orders from the courts, the postal strikes are certainly to break out tomorrow, said Voice of America in USA. United Nations Commissions Against Racism, hosted by the president, who was from Nigeria, black Nigeria, oil-rich Nigeria, condemned all supporters of the Union of South Africa and United States of America in particular, called for immediate economic sanctions against that racist and fascist white apartheid regime, said the Nigerian president of the 121 nations that are just closing the conference on racism backed by the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. Kansas congressman, alarmed, called for immediate investigation of USA Titan missiles because of the threat to the health and safety of all of the citizens of Kansas. Still talk of three transatlantic balloonists. You never heard so much falderaw about nothing. American businessman S.J. Crawford will go on trial in Moscow and perhaps will be sentenced to 8 years. He was arrested July 12 and held by the U.S. ambassador against Soviet law for some time, but he has now been released by the U.S. ambassador, though he is a prominent, top-notch official in the International Harvester, a corporation. He has been charged by the Soviet government of exchanging large numbers of U.S. dollars for Russian rubles, who have now more value on the world market than U.S. dollars. New Pope says that there is room for dialogue with all people of the world, but he is reportedly, by BBC and the Voice of America, strongly anti-communist. He is 65 years young. It is said by Voice of America that he is jovial and compassionate like John, the great Pope of Peace, and serious like Pope Paul the Moderate, who just died. The wife of Charles Boyer, Pat Patterson, Charles Boyer was one of the top Hollywood actors, as I said, died just a week before her husband. Who will stop the rain? Soldiers make mistakes of smuggling heroin to journalist friend. It's a movie, a kind of commentary I'm making. Who will stop the rain? The world's, perhaps USA, Hollywood most popular. Soldiers make mistake of smuggling heroin to a newspaper friend. The lust of heroin becomes more important than human characters, said Voice of America. He becomes a victim of smuggling ring, and it's all wet. Little plot, and the movies of USA, said the Voice of America, have lost any moral impact. There is no moral theme, said the Mutual Broadcasting Company. As true of all movies these days in USA, the chief star was Tuesday Wells. If blood pressure is high, it causes strokes and coronaries, and it can be controlled, but USA's diet is going to have to be freed from the immense amount of chemical preservatives that are not only causing strokes and coronaries, and also the obesity. Americans are dying of strokes and heart attacks because they're too fat. That's why we have weight watching here, and Voice of America readily admits too many cancer-causing and heart-damaging chemicals, chemical preservatives, food colorings, and so forth that not only cause strokes, heart attacks, but cancer. Nobody would have enjoyed the Idaho Rapids and River trip that nearly brought an accident to President Carter, said Voice of America, except President Jefferson, because he always seemed to play with death. The new Pope, he sees that we must work with the poor. He is a strong anti-communist. He has personal warmth, says BBC. 130,000 women in USA role of women in the church, discussing the role of the women in the Catholic Church. Women priests, they hope that the new pope will study the issue, though little encouragement comes from that fact that the new pope, the Pope Paul, whatever he was, is a moderate. Father Graham was astounded at election of a pope in the first day. He said it did not show that there was proper study given to the election of the head of the largest church, the universal church. Catholic means universal, the Roman Catholic Church. Pope John Paul says he wants to promote peace. Let us hope that he does. It is our desire, certainly, to see peace in the world. Politburo is analyzing Peking's moves. The Politburo is the leadership of the Soviet Union. They say Peking is trying to undermine the position of the socialist world community. It's a major issue, and no relaxation of the arms race can take place until China stops its belligerence. The Soviet Union says China has developed a remarkable brand of socialism for its own people, but it is behaving like a lunatic in the world international arena. As long as there is hope at all of nuclear war being avoided, being it will destroy so many masses in USA, Canada, and Europe, it should be the effort of all world nations to try to do something to avert a nuclear war. Geneva Conference Against Racism called for end to discrimination immediately against Palestinians. Tel Aviv, concrete ways to eliminate racism. The boycott of Zionist Israel and USA was condemned, and the racism in USA was made the most prominent thought of the conference on racism, including 121 nations in Geneva, Switzerland, because USA is the primary backer of the worst racist regime in the world, Union of South Africa, that restricts people's movement, whether they're Indian, East Indian, Asian, or black. The Conference Against Racism also points out the hypocrisy of the United States in boycotting the conference and condemns Israeli fascist expansionism. China is looking for modern weapons all over the world, provoking conflicts and war. China's foreign policy, says the Soviet Union, and even suggested by the Voice of Netherlands, is insane. China is good. China's goal is to conquer the world for Chinese communism, said Radio Sweden. They are trying to establish anti-Soviet alliances. They are insane in their paranoia about the Soviet Union, using Western Europe, trying to provoke conflicts in accordance with their doctrine of three worlds. You know the doctrine of three worlds. The first world includes the Soviet Union and USA. Now, since 1968, they fear the Soviets more than any. The second world is the European capitalist nations. They're trying now to make inroads into that world to pull them into the third world that China considers herself to be the leader of, the third world or the underdeveloped world. And China has been able to get several trade agreements and break some of those capitalist nations away from the USA, posturing that they had always done, because the West Germans, capitalist West Germany, and France, for instance, refused to ban trade with the Soviet Union. West Germany sold the computer that the Soviets wanted from the USA, so USA populist taxpayers lost the money. Sweden says selling weapons to China is a short-sighted and dangerous policy, but it is being pursued these days by the United States and other members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the lackeys of U.S. imperialism. Pope John I said first duty is to spread the gospel, as I said. Radio Moscow. Round of talks between China and Vietnam have failed. The Chinese are still holding the ridge inside, the Vietnamese are still holding the ridge inside of China. The Soviet Union says that she has new and advanced military technology that is able to penetrate even the underground city shelters for the Chinese people to protect them against atomic war. For some reason, China has not counterattacked to free the territory that the Vietnamese now hold. Vietnam, Socialist Vietnam Reunified, is an ally of the Soviet Union. It was admitted by most nations of the world, capitalist and socialist, that China started the incident by attacking several Vietnamese border guards and killing several. The Vietnamese retaliated and penetrated into Chinese territory nearly a mile and hold an entire ridge of that great territory of China. The small nation of Vietnam has certainly shown a great deal of bravery in attacking a nation of 1 billion. British Foreign Office to investigate the shipment of oil to Rhodesia. British Foreign Secretary seems to be aware of the real wave of the future, that Rhodesia will fall, that black rule will come in both South Africa and Rhodesia. Politburo, the leadership of the Soviet Union, need for coordination of the Warsaw Pact to relax military tensions. The whole of the Warsaw Pact, the Soviet alliance, are at military readiness. Tensions, says Radio Sweden, are all over the Soviet world. The risks to peace created by the Chinese actions are clear to be seen. Even now, said Radio Sweden, USA and her NATO allies are more bellicose and more war talk has been heard than at any time in our history, when it's more dangerous than ever because so much of the Northern Hemisphere can be destroyed by nuclear war. As you know, Sweden has underground cities for her people. Spacecraft. The German Democratic Republic, Communist East Germany, a cosmonaut and a Soviet cosmonaut are making the third venture into space to link up with the space platform that I mentioned before. Vietnam and China. On Chinese living in Vietnam. China has been blamed by Vietnam. China blamed Vietnam, rather, for the attack. Hanoi denies starting the conflict. And according to Radio Moscow, there is room for both to negotiate because it is a serious situation. But she defends Hanoi, Vietnam, in the situation. The Vietnamese, as I said, it's unimaginable that she, a nation of only a few millions, have taken on a nation of billions. The problem began when Chinese ethnics who were caught in capitalist corrupt practices were asked to leave or be rehabilitated. They chose to go to the People's Republic of China, but now China does not want them, and there are some 6,000 caught in between the borders of Vietnam and China. And the borders have been enlarged in that the Vietnamese have pressed into China, conquering 1 mile of Chinese territory. Moreover, it is an indication, says Radio Sweden, that China is taking seriously the Soviet capability of destroying the Chinese nation with new devices that have not been announced to the world, because China has not reclaimed her territory as of yet. Czechoslovakia. Peaceful statements made by Chairman Hua of China have nothing to do with reality. Chinese are allied with the neo-colonials, says Czechoslovakia. Ethiopian International Conference of Solidarity will take place in a few days in Addis Ababa, the capital. The agenda will be African and Arab struggle for peace, the fight against colonialism, U.S. imperialism, and racism. Delegation to Mozambique by the Cubans have been sent. An attack on civilians have been conducted just an hour ago by Rhodesians, white aggressors. Also, attack has been carried against Zambia, an attempt to try to stop the liberation movements, which will not succeed. It's just the dying reflexes of something that is already dead, said Radio Sweden. The multinational corporations, with their primary power coming out of Washington in Africa, have proposed to form their own armed contingent. The Organization of African Unity of some 50 African nations say they will resist this with all their military might. New Pope Paul John Paul, took his office. The Soviets did not comment on what kind of an administration new Pope John Paul will bring. British foreign offices are investigating unauthorized full operations to South Africa, illegal operations that are being conducted by Shell and British Petroleum. They're involved, and both are nationalized by the British government. But the British government, in investigations due to the bravery of Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Owens, have been found to be giving funds, governmental funds, for the purchase of military hardware to support the white racist regimes in South Africa and Rhodesia. 65 people have been killed in South Lebanon by the Zionists. Miners. One-sixth of the world's coal is produced in the Soviet Union. The role of the miners is an interesting one in the Soviet Union. They only work 28 hours a week as compared to 50 hours in the United States minimum. They have the highest wages of all of the working class. They received a 10% raise this year. Miners retire at the age of 50, whereas U.S. miners are not alive at the age of 50. Their average life expectancy is 44 years of age, and they die of silicosis, black lung disease. But they cannot retire if they do make it through that period until 65. Interestingly enough, according to Radio Sweden, the Soviet Union has no problem with silicosis because of the tremendous care in masks that they provide and ventilation for their miners. The worker take more concern and have more priority than profits. Miners have the best pensions of anyone in the Soviet Union, the Soviet Politburo, that leads the Soviet government. Soviet Communist Party approved Crimean meeting. All of the Soviet allies, one by one, are going to the Crimea to meet with President Brzezinski, chairman of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Hungary has been there, the East German Democratic Republic, Romania, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, and now Poland. It is expected that there is preparations being made for war if China is determined in her expansionist policies. Expansion of exchange in all aspects of public life also is taking place. More economic agreements and solidarity. Deep analysis of present international situation. There is an immediate need to relax worldwide tensions, said the Soviet Union's Radio Moscow, if nuclear war is to be avoided this year. The imperialists are trying to cover the arms race, and China is using USA and vice versa, says the Soviet Union. Thus ends the reading and commentary of the news for the day. Remember, we are responsible for all news from now until Tuesday's testing. If you passed last night's testing, you will not be taking Tuesdays, and we'll be making other considerations for those who like a relaxed schedule and can be productive in a relaxed schedule. Much love.